Back with you all, my brothers and sisters at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church.
碧城的各位弟兄姐妹，非常好，又能回来跟你们在一起。
I come to you from my living room.
我是在我家的起居室里面。
None of my family is here except me.
我的家人都现在不在。
I've got a dog asleep over here.
我旁边我的那只狗还在睡觉。
And a cat over here.
那只猫还在另外一边。
Hopefully they'll behave during this message.
希望在我讲到的时候他们都能够乖。
I guess I'll start with a question for either Pastor Lee or for Mason. Do you have a time set for when you will be back meeting in person again?
I think right now we haven't decided. It's really
okay
to see the situation, how it fold out.
Okay, good. Just curious about that. I forgot to ask that earlier. Well, we are continuing the message from when I was last with you 4 months ago.
我今天会继续我前一次，也就是四个月以前的那个信息。
And the text we just read is Romans 6, 12 to 14.
我们前面读的就是罗马书第六章第七到第十四节。
Okay, I think what I'll do is just a little bit of review, and then we'll get into the rest of the message.
那我们先来做一些回顾，然后我们再来继续今天的我们的信息。
In Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8, we have the doctrine of progressive sanctification.
那在罗马书第六章七到七八九这里呢，那么他讲到了是我们有一个逐渐的成圣的这个概念。
There is a sense in which I'm as holy as I'm ever going to be because I have the righteousness of Christ counted to me.
因为我作为我能够成圣是因为基督的义。
If I were to die today, I'd go to heaven because of the righteousness of Christ imputed to my account.
如果今天我死了，我是会去天堂，因为基督的那个义已经算作了我的义。
I've been forgiven of all past, present, and future sin.
我过去、今日以及以后的罪都被赦免了。
And that's a wonderful thought.
那真是一个非常美妙的。
My salvation is not dependent on my effort.
我的救赎并不是因为我自身所付出的努力。
You probably know the hymn, Jesus Paid It All.
你当然知道，因为我们的耶稣他已经为我们付出了所有的代价。
So there's a sense in which I'm as holy now as I'm ever going to be.
所以说我现在真，现在的现在我是非常圣洁的，比以前一切的时候都圣洁。
That is true positionally.
这是从位置上来讲，我是圣洁的。
But in my practical everyday life, that is not the case.
但是在我的实际生活中，这就不是这一回事了。
I still fail God.
我仍可能跌倒。
I still do what's wrong.
我可能仍旧做错的事。
And it is so frustrating.
这非常令人沮丧。
I'm looking forward to the day when I won't disappoint my God anymore.
我非常期待那一天，终于有一天我能够不要让神失望。
And that will be in a place called heaven.
那一天将会在那个地方，也就是在天堂。
Because in this lifetime, we will never be sinlessly perfect.
因为在地上的这个我们的属世的生活里面，我们可能永远不可能完全的无罪。
I've got to be growing practically to become more like what I am positionally.
我只有在实践中慢慢的成长，才能成为在位置上我需要变成的那个成圣的样子。
So that brings us to the scriptures and our text for today.
那这就带来了我们今天需要讲的经文。
I'm going to read again Romans 6, 12 to 14 in the NIV.
那我在今天我再念一下是罗马书第六章十二到十四节这里。
Verse 12 says, Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires.
第十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Then verse 13, do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness.
第十三节，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And then verse 14, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace.
第十四节，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
This is only possible because of our union with Christ.
这个能够成为可能，就是因为我们与基督联合。
The believer's union with Christ is a spiritual reality and a mystery.
那信徒与基督联合是一个真实的，但是是个非常非常神奇的事情，非常奥秘的事情。
I was crucified with Christ, I was buried with Christ, I was resurrected with Christ.
我与耶稣一同钉十架，一同埋葬，一同复活。
I was, and I'm seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places.
我也与耶稣一样，同坐宝座在我们父神的右边。
Which is a pretty amazing thought.
这是一个非常奇妙的一个想法。
We had talked about last time some lusts or strong desires that we have to fight to keep sin from reigning in our hearts and lives.
那上次我们讲到了一些哪些情欲或者强烈的那种欲望会导致我们要征战。也会有多或者会让那些罪来辖制我们 的生活。
Those we could call those our idols of the heart.
我们可以把那些是我们心里的偶像。
An idol like I must be happy.
这个偶像可以说是我一定要快乐。
I must be respected.
我一定要得到别人的尊敬。
I must have control.
我一定要能够掌控，我一定要能控制。
I must have pleasure.
我一定要能够过得愉快。
Now, it's not wrong to be happy.
可能要快乐并不错。
It's not wrong to be in control sometimes.
你可能要掌控一些事，也可能有些时候也并不听错。
It's not wrong to experience pleasure.
那你想要享受愉快也并不听错。
But it is wrong to demand those things.
但是错就错在你在要求，你在强烈的要求。
And God wants us to serve Him and not ourselves.
那神要我们来服侍他，而不是来服侍我们自己。
The next part we are in the outline is, was letter B, on page 5 in my notes, Mason. Sin is to have no selective use of your members.
Could you repeat that again?
Yeah, sure. Page 5 in my notes, letter B underneath Roman numeral 1.
Ah, yeah, I find it. I see it.
Sin is to have no selective use of your members, of your body parts.
Okay, yes. 那今天我们就是要讲下一点，罪不能选择使用你的肢体。
And, when I say the word members, number one, members refers to body parts.
那我这里想讲的这个 member 就是这成员的部分，那是指你的肢体。
Which is exactly how the NIV translated it. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin.
就是经文上面讲到的，不要将你们的肢体献给罪。
I cannot pull this off without God's help.
我没有神的帮助，我是没有办法来引用这一段的。
I cannot accomplish this without the assistance of the Holy Spirit in me.
如果没有圣灵的帮助，我也没有办法完成这一步。
Let's put up on the screen, if we can, Philippians 2:12-13.
那如果可以的话，我们能不能在屏幕上打出腓立比书which chapter?
Philippians chapter 2,
12-13. 第二章，然后12-13.
Okay, good. Excellent. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
那这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄们啊，弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Now, according to these verses, who's supposed to be working, me or God?
如果根据这经文，是谁在工作呢？是我还是神在那里工作
？Well, the answer is both, right?
我想答案应该是两个，都是。
In verse 12, I'm told to work out my salvation with fear and trembling.
因为在第十二节这里说到，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
But in verse 13, it says, it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
13节这里也提到你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行。
This is known as the divine human dynamic of spiritual growth.
这就是我们常常讲到的人与神性的一种动态的交流。
So I've got to be active in this. I don't just let go and let God.
并不是说我就随便我的身体去让随便让神来他的工来继续他的工作。
And one of the way, and God is at work in me, or I can't do it. It's impossible without God's power.
或者换一种说法就是如果没有神的能力我也完全不能有所作为。
We depend on God by reading the Word of God and meditating on it.
我们顺服主，我们依靠主，就是来自我们读他的话语，我们思想他的话语。
The Word of God, the Bible, is essential to our spiritual growth.
那这本圣经，神的话语在里面是。对于我们的属灵的生活来说是最主要的。
That doesn't mean if you know the Bible, you will be spiritual.
并不是说你如果有 I'm sorry.
Let me repeat that. It does not mean that if you read or know your Bible, you will automatically be spiritual.
但这并不是说如果你只是 你读了圣经，你知道了圣经，你就在你的灵里面就会自动的成长起来。
Can you think of a group of people who knew the Bible inside and out, but were not spiritual people?
你能想到有没有一组人，他们对这本圣经里里外外都知道得非常清楚，但是他们在他们的灵里面却没有成长。
That would be the Pharisees.
我想那些就是所谓的那些法利赛人。
So just because you know your Bible does not mean you will automatically be spiritual.
你知道你的圣经，你了解圣经，并不意味着你在灵里面就自动的成长。
This is a matter of the heart.
因为那个是与你的心有关。
But to be spiritual, you have to be in the Word of God.
但是要属灵，你必须也是要在神的话语里。
You also have to pray, asking God to empower you.
你也要祷告，不停的祷告，让神来让你有能力。
So looking at these verses that we have on the screen, I've got to work out my salvation.
那在这个屏幕上的我们就可以看到，我需要，也需要为我自己的得救要做工。
This does not mean work for your salvation.
不是说我要为我的这个得救而做工。
We are not saved by our works.
我们并不是因为我们的做工我们的工作而得救。
We are to work out our salvation. We are to put forth effort in order to live the Christian life.
我们需要下功夫，我们需要下功夫来活出一个基督徒的样式。
But we have to have God in us, empowering us, or we cannot do it.
我们需要神与我们同在，我们需要神给我们力量，不然我们是靠我们自己是没有办法做的。
Do you have an area of your life in which you regularly fail?
你在你的生活中有没有一块地方你经常失败呢？
I mean, it's a terrible, terrible weakness in your life.
或者说是一个非常糟糕糟糕的弱的缺点。
We all have them, okay?
而且我想我们都有。
But we can grow even in those areas.
我们在那些缺点的地方，我们也不能让它成长。
And according to Romans chapter 6, we have to present the members of our body to God.
因为在罗马书里面说到我们要将我们的躯体献给神。
Let's go back to our outline number 3 on the outline.
那我们再回到前面我们。
Instruments is a word meaning weapons.
那这里的器皿也就是 也可以解释为是种武器。
Yes, the NIV has that in verse 13 at the end, offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness.
那么在经文里面就是和合本他就是说把自己的身体献给神并将我们的肢体做义的器具献给神。
Offer every part of yourself to God as a weapon of righteousness.
把自己的身体作为义的一种武器一种兵器来献给神。
Now I'm not saying that we should become violent in our Christianity.
我不是说我们基督徒就要有采取有些暴力。
The weapons of our warfare are not physical, but spiritual.
我们的属灵的武器，我们的武器是属灵的，而并不是只是肉体上的。
God wants us to present our minds to Him.
神希望我们能够把我们的思想能够献给他。
God wants us to present our eyes to Him.
神希望我们能够把我们的眼睛献给他。
God wants us to present our mouth to Him.
神希望我们把我们的口献给他。
Our hands.
我们的手。
Our feet.
跟我们的脚。
Every part of ourselves.
我们身上所有的肢体。
Present them to God.
献给神。
And that is our second Roman numeral on the outline. You must present yourself for God's use.
也就是在经文里面提到，我们要把我们的身体、肢体献上，献给神使用。
This is, if we could go to the next Roman numeral on the screen. For God's use.
为神使用。
Letter A.The immediacy of the presenting, we've got to do it now.
有一个就是他说到的，就是要立即献上，我们现在就要去做。
There's an urgency here.
因为这非常的紧急。
And according to that question you have on the screen, what are the dangers of this action being ignored?
那我们就可以想一想，那么如果我们忽略了这项立刻行动，那会带来哪些危险呢？
Without replacement, it is easy to lapse back into sin.
那因为如果我们没有能够替代的，那我们就很容易再次坠入我们的罪中。
When is a thief no longer a thief?
我们想一想，那小偷什么时候才不是小偷？
Some might say, oh, when he stops stealing.
有些人可能说当他不再偷窃的时候。
But that's not when a thief is no longer a thief.
但这并不是小偷就不再是个小偷。
A thief is no longer a thief when he stops stealing and starts working and giving.
一个小偷不再是小偷，只有当他不再偷窃，然后他开始自己正常的真正的工作，并且给出。
We have to put off and put on.
我们必须放下以前的罪，然后穿上我们新的人。
That is a very key concept to the doctrine of spiritual growth.
这是一个对我们灵里的成长非常重要的教义。
Letter B on the outline, present your body parts as weapons of righteousness.
第二点这里讲到就是把我们的肢体作为义的器具献上。
We are engaged in spiritual warfare, my friends.
因为我们要记住我们是在 一个属灵的征战中。
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
我们需要征战与我们的灵，与我们的血与我们的肉来征战。
But against Satan and his helpers, the demons.
我们也与那些邪灵撒旦要征战。
And with God's help, we can overcome him.
有了神的帮助，我们就能战胜他们。
Roman numeral 3 on the outline, you are assured of victory.
第三大点，我们都是有得胜的确信。
If we could move on to that next screen, there we go, thank you. We are assured of victory.
我们有得胜的确信。
And that's verse 14. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace.
第十四节，罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃是在恩典之下。
You don't have to sin.
你不需要再继续犯罪。
You don't.
你不需要。
You can grow.
你可以成长。
It is possible.
是可能的，你自己的，你在基督里的成长是可能的。
Letter A, resistance to sin and growth in Christ is possible.
在让我们抵挡罪，并且在基督里成长，这是可能的。
I have a quote there on the screen, I think, from Charles Hodges.
我这里应该有一段引用的。
Yes.
Hodges 的。
It is not.I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
It is not a hopeless struggle in which the believer is engaged, but one in which victory is certain. It is a joyful confidence which the apostle here expresses that the power of sin has been effectually broken and the triumph of holiness effectually secured by the work of Christ.
信徒与罪的抗争并非无望的挣扎，而是确定胜利在望。这是使徒保罗在此所要表达的，出满有喜乐的信心，也就是罪的权势已经被有效的摧毁了。那基督的工作也已经有了确保，确保了信徒成圣的胜利。
Letter B, the victory is possible because you are now in the era of grace, and since power has been broken.
下一点，那我们的得胜是可能的，因为你现在所处于的是个恩典时期，并且罪的权势呢，也已经完全被摧毁。
This is the meaning for of you're not under law but under grace.
这也就是我们前面讲的，你不在律法之下，你是在恩典之下的意思。
At salvation, you were delivered from the penalty of sin.
Salvation?
At salvation, when you were saved? In the ongoing sanctification...You are being delivered from the power of sin.
那在我们逐渐的成圣的过程中，我们是把我们从罪当中解救出来。
In the future, in heaven, you will be delivered from the presence of sin.
在以后，我们将来在天堂的日子里我们就是把我们从现在的罪中所解救出来。
I have another.Quote here from a man named Douglas Moo. He's a wonderful professor and Bible teacher.
这里也有一段引文是道格拉斯穆的所曾经讲过的。
To be under the law is to be subject to the constraining and sin-strengthening regime of the old era. To be under grace is to be subject to the new era in which freedom from the power of sin is available.
在律法之下就是指受制于过去旧的旧时的代罪的权柄、啊、使你被迫不断犯罪。在恩典之下呢，就是指臣服于现在新时代所提供的自由，可以不受罪恶权势的辖制。
The bottom line, this is the next screen. Bottom line, God has enabled believers to have victory over sin by continually having the conviction that change is possible and expected, abandoning or putting off specific sinful habits, and in their place adopting putting on specific righteous habits.
那我们最终的底线就是神使信徒能战胜罪，乃是借着什么呢？借着第一点，那我们持续相信改变是可能的，而且是预期中的事。第二个啊，我们要放下，脱下我们已经明确的啊，我们都那些犯罪的习惯。第三，我们要用明确的正义的习惯来取代那些我们以前的罪恶的习惯。
You must remember that this is not possible without the empowerment of God's Spirit.
那参照如果罗马书第八章这里，他就说到，你一定要记住，唯有依靠圣灵赐下能力，这一切才有可能成就。
Romans 8:13. I'm going to read that.
Romans 8:13.
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13.
罗马书第八章第十三节这里，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活。
I'll read it one more time. And thank you for the screen work there. I appreciate it.
非常谢谢音响这个屏幕的掌握，就屏幕的同工。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活。
So let me encourage you today.
那就让我能来鼓励你。
You can grow spiritually.
你可以在你的灵里成长。
If you're saved, if you've trusted Christ, you already have a position of perfection.
如果你已经是信徒，你已经跟随耶稣，那你从位置上来讲，你已经有一个圣洁的位置。
But practically, you're still a million miles away from that.
那在实际的生活中，你可能还是还相差了与那个成圣还有十万八千里的距离。
And that's why we go 3 steps forward and 2 steps backward.
所以就是为什么我们常常会往前进三步，往后退两步。
3 steps forward, we're growing, we're reading our Bible, we're praying, but then we sin and go backwards.
往前三步，我们可能是读经，我们祷告，我们在神里面成长，往后退了两步，因为我们又继续了，可能犯罪。
But then we repent, and we get busy growing again, and we take more steps forward.
我们悔改，我们去除我们的罪，我们继续往前进，继续在灵里成长。
Spiritual growth is possible for the Christian.
灵里的成长是可能的，对于我们所有的基督徒来说是可能的。
Sinless perfection on this earth is not.
完全无罪的完美在这个世上是不可能的。
But we can be growing.
但是我们仍旧可以成长。
We must be growing.
并且我们必须要在灵里成长。
And it's possible for us to please the Lord every day.
我们也可以每天来让神喜悦。
A parting thought before we pray.
那最后一点在我们结束祷告之前。
Don't be proud.
不要骄傲。
Don't be full of yourself.
不要让你的自己充满自己。
If you've sinned, admit it.
如果你犯罪了，就承认。
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
在神里面谦卑你自己，那神就会扶起你。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神厌恶那些骄傲的，但是他看重那些谦卑的。
How does God want you to grow today?
那神怎么来帮助你今天成长呢？
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church.
我们天上的父神真是感谢你给我们在碧城华人教会的所有的弟兄姐妹。
Please bless them in their pursuit of Christ-likeness.
让他们在请你帮助他们，让他们在追求像耶稣的日子里。
Bless the families in this church.
祝福所有在这个教会的家庭。
Bless the husbands and wives in this church.
祝福所有的丈夫与妻子。
Bless the singles and young people in this church.
也祝福那些单身的，也祝福那些现在青年。
Help them to grow in their faith.
帮助他们在信心里成长。
Help me to grow in my faith.
也帮助我在我让我的信心成长。
Lord, none of us are what we ought to be.
我们每一个人都不是我们以前的了。
But by your help, we can and we must be growing.
有你的帮助，我们就必定还能成长，必定要能。
Thank you that this is possible through the cross of Jesus Christ.
真是感谢你，这个一切成为可能，是因为借着耶稣基督的十字架。
I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告，amen.